This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Israel has said it's closing a major crossing into Gaza as the enclave faces major shortages of food and medicine. Associated Press correspondent Karin Chamas reports.
Israel's Kerem Shalom crossing has been the primary gateway for badly needed humanitarian aid. Trucks carrying aid were not allowed to pass into Gaza by the Israeli military. Israeli officials said the crossing came under fire, forcing it to close. Meanwhile, in Gaza City, dozens of Palestinians queued outside a bakery. Gaza resident Abu Khalil told the AP, "When aid trucks arrive, we get little of it. We need more aid. And the most important thing that we want is for the war to stop." Recently, a UN official said that hard-hit northern Gaza was now in full-blown famine after more than 6 months of Israel's offensive in Gaza and severe Israeli restrictions on food deliveries. I'm Karen Chamas.
As Ukraine marked its third Easter at war, Russia on Sunday launched a barrage of drones concentrated in Ukraine's east, wounding more than a dozen people and claimed its troops took control of a village they had been targeting. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged Ukrainians in an Easter address to be united in one common prayer and called God an ally in the war with Russia. Ukraine's Air Force said Sunday that Russia had launched 24 drones, of which 23 had been shot down. Six people, including a child, were wounded in a drone strike in the eastern Kharkiv region, according to the regional governor. In Kyiv, officials urged residents to follow Orthodox Easter services online due to safety concerns. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Presumed Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says if elected, he would restore a travel ban on some majority Muslim countries on the first day of his new administration. The travel ban was a controversial part of his first term as president and was rescinded by President Joe Biden. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns has the story.
When Donald Trump ran for president in 2016, he pledged to change U.S. immigration to keep out terrorists from Islamic countries.
And we will keep radical Islamic terrorists the hell out of our country, 100%. We have no choice. We have no choice.
Muslims are welcome! Are
welcome! Once in office, Trump banned travel to the U.S. from seven majority Muslim countries, sparking protests and legal challenges, including from the American Civil Liberties Union. An April Harvard Caps Harris poll shows immigration tied with inflation as the top issues for U.S. voters. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Advocates of marijuana legalization are hoping a federal regulatory shift could eventually change the minds and votes of some U.S. state policymakers who have been reluctant to embrace weed. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Cannabis culture! I said, what's up, cannabis culture?
As the U.S. government looks at labeling pot a Schedule III less dangerous drug, the executive director of the Marijuana Policy Project says that could bring more support for legalization. Matthew Schweitz says many state lawmakers have told him they wouldn't vote for something that's illegal under federal law. Supporters in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota have been gathering petition signatures, hoping to join 24 other states that allow recreational use. But in Idaho, the leader of a group petitioning for medical marijuana says it's tough getting people to sign because they're afraid police will come knocking on their door. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Massive floods in Brazil's southern Rio Grande do Sul state have killed at least 60 people and another 101 are reported missing, according to Sunday's toll from local authorities. Damage from the rains has forced more than 80,000 people from their homes. Approximately 15,000 have taken refuge in schools, gymnasiums, and other temporary shelters. Landslides, flooded roads, and collapsed bridges are leaving a wake of devastation in the state. Operators reported electricity and communications cuts. More than 800,000 people are without water supply. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA News.